Let's cross to Melbourne now. A policeman has been rushed to hospital after being shot in the head in the northwest suburb of Melbourne this morning. He's now being treated at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. I'll get the latest on this from ABC reporter Emma Young. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Fran.
Emma Young, what's happened? What went on?
Well, we've just been told by police that two officers were out on a routine patrol in Moonee Ponds, which is in Melbourne's north, in the early hours of this morning. Now, they've tried to intercept a black Ford four-wheel drive, which has sped away from them. They've followed it down Robinson Street in Moonee Ponds, which is a dead-end street. Once they've actually got to the end of that street, the police car has tried to block in the four-wheel drive. It's then done a U-turn and fired a shot through the open window of the police car. That's hit one of the officers, the officer who was driving, in the back of the head. Now, he was rushed to hospital in a stable condition now. He is now conscious, but he was rushed to the Royal Melbourne Hospital. That car that has then sped away was found just, I guess, an hour later in Coburg North, burnt out. Police have set up a second crime scene there, and they are still on the scene here in Moonee Ponds trying to work out exactly what led to this shooting.
Okay, but the suspects, they haven't apprehended anybody yet?
No, that's right, they haven't. They said that they haven't found the gun that was used in the shooting. They're not sure at this stage how many people were actually in that car, but they're still searching for those people. They're not sure whether that four-wheel drive was a stolen vehicle. That's all the sorts of things that they will be looking at very closely and quickly this morning. But as they told us just a short time ago, they're still very early in their investigation.
Yeah, I'm sure. This must have been pretty scary for the residents of Moonee Ponds or in the streets where this all occurred. But importantly, what's the update on the police officer who was shot in the head? Do we know?
We know it's a 31-year-old first constable who was shot, and he is in a stable condition. He's now conscious, and he has been speaking with officers who are investigating the shooting this morning. Now, he was in the car with a 30-year-old, also another first constable. He's also speaking with officers. The police have said to us this morning that it just really highlights the dangers of policing, that it was really just good luck that he wasn't injured more seriously. His condition is not life-threatening and extremely fortunate that it wasn't worse.
And just finally and briefly, did the police fire shots, do we know?
No, we understand that they didn't, that it was only the people who were in this black four-wheel drive. They sped away very quickly. The police car that was involved is still on the scene here, so police are still collecting, I guess, any clues that they can from that car. And that will be towed away shortly. And, of course, they're examining very closely that second crime scene at Coburg North where that burnt-out car was found.
Emma, thank you very much for the update.
Thanks, Fran.
Emma Younger is the ABC reporter on the spot there in Moonee Ponds where this crime occurred.